Stacey Abrams Group urges Hollywood, don't boycott Georgia, stay and fight. By Warner Todd Houston on April 14, 2021. Fair Fight, the leftist voter organization founded by Stacey Abrams, is scrambling to stop film studios and TV production firms from leaving Georgia in protest over the state's new election integrity law, pleading with Hollywood to instead stay and fight. Brian Kemp and Georgia Republican lawmakers are singularly responsible for any job that is lost and any dollar that goes out of Georgia, because they prioritize suppressing voters of color over the economic well-being of all Georgians, Seth Bringman, spokesman for Stacey Abrams' Fair Fight Action, told Newsweek. Fair Fight, founded by Stacey Abrams, came out against studios halting production in the Peach State just as Hollywood star Will Smith pulled production of his slave drama Emancipation out of Georgia. We urge events, productions, and businesses to come to Georgia and support the very communities that will whose access to the ballot will be heard by Senate Bill 202. Come to Georgia and speak out against voter suppression. Stay and fight, the Fair Fight statement added. Hollywood productions in Georgia account for nearly $10 billion in revenue to the state. Abrams has taken harsh criticism for joining attacks on the law and for siding with companies calling for boycotts of her own state. Major League Baseball pulled the All-Star Game, and there's a growing fear that other groups or filming firms could flee the state and left-wing groups and Democrats could be blamed for the resulting loss of jobs should Hollywood begin a mass exodus of the state. Will Smith and his partners pulled out of Georgia this week. In a statement, Smith and director Antoine Fuqua insisted that in good conscience they cannot continue production in the Peach State. The new Georgia voting laws are reminiscent of voting impediments that were passed at the end of Reconstruction to prevent many Americans from voting. Regrettably, we feel compelled to move our film production work from Georgia to another state, Smith and Fuqua said. Film mogul Tyler Perry, a native of Atlanta, is also speaking out against Georgia's election law, claiming that the laws harken back to the Jim Crow era. The left has continuously mischaracterized Georgia's election integrity law, calling it a voter suppression law or claiming it is a restrictive law that affects only minority voters. Early this month, Heritage Action debunked six of the main myths the left is pushing about the state's new law. Contrary to the left's claims, the bill expands ballot access, mandates drop boxes, adds online absentee ballot requests, and increases weekend and early voting. Another accusation the left has pushed claims that the bill bans water being offered to voters standing in line to vote. But in fact, the bill expressly provides that water and snacks cannot be denied to voters waiting in line to vote. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.